First up on the teleconference is Wisconsin junior running back Jonathan Taylor. Taylor moved into second place in Big Ten history for career rushing yards this season. He now has 5,932, helping the Badgers to a 10-2 record. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. If you could, please give us some quick opening comments on this weekend's championship game, and then we'll open up the call for some media questions.
Thank you, Chris. We're getting ready to have a great week of preparation this week. Going into this Big Ten championship game, we earned the right to have a chance, So I think that's the biggest thing we're focusing on this week is how do we maximize this opportunity we have this Saturday.
Thanks, Jonathan. Let's take some questions from the media at this time.
If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. The first question is from Nathan Baird with Cleveland.com.
Hi, Jonathan. Ohio State's one of the few teams that's ever really had success stopping you. How personally motivated are you to face them for potentially the final time?
Very motivated. One of the biggest things I know that, you know, my team is going to try to lean on me to, you know, make plays, look towards me to make plays, but not only me, but other people on the team, but definitely going to be one of the guys that they want to look to make plays. And I got to make sure that I'm ready this week, have a great week of preparation so that when my number is called, then I'm able to go out there and execute.
And when you're going into a game with another running back like J.K. Dobbins, do you, I guess just for your own motivation, try to make that some kind of a rivalry for yourself? And just what are your impressions of him?
Oh, I think J.K. is a great runner. I really like the way he finishes his runs. I don't think a lot of people talk about the way that he finishes his runs. He always finishes them very physical. And you know, as far as myself going in, whenever we're playing against each other, the biggest thing, you know, we've talked before, we're just going out there trying to make plays for our team. So I know he's definitely going to be doing the same thing this Saturday, trying to make big plays for his team so they can come out for the win. And I think that's what we're both going to do this week is try to have a great week of prep so that we can go out there and be at our best.
Our next question is from Dan Hope with 11 Warriors.
Jonathan, obviously you guys didn't have the kind of success that you wanted to have offensively in the first game with Ohio State. What do you think went wrong in that game, and what do you guys need to do better to have a chance to score more points this week?
I think this week we need to make sure that we're playing with great technique. Whenever you have a team that's, you know, talented like Ohio State, but also well-disciplined and well-coached, you got to make sure you're playing with great technique and capitalize on opportunities, you know, whether they misfit a play or, you know, have a broken assignment. We got to make sure that we capitalize on those things because when you get talent and well-coached, disciplined players on a team, you know, they're hard to beat. So we got to make sure that we're at our best.
And what's it like preparing to play a team for the second time when that's obviously something you don't do very often?
When you're playing a team a second time, you definitely have a better understanding of what you guys might see, but then you understand that they're definitely going to come out with one or two different wrinkles just because they know that they played you guys earlier in the year and, you know, they can't come exactly with the same things, but you definitely get a general sense of, you know, what's to come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Jonathan. What do you take from the first game? Was there something – you were in the game 10-7, third quarter, then it got away from you. What happened in that game, and what is it that you can take from that game that would help you this game?
I think from an offensive standpoint, we got to make sure that we're winning on first down and we're able to move the chains. We don't want to get behind the sticks too much because when you get quick three and outs and then your defense is back out there on the field, it'll wear down the defense, you know, over the course of the game. So we got to make sure we're helping our defense out.
Was this something when after that game you guys had as a goal to get back and potentially meet them again, make sure you got back in the Big Ten championship?
One of the biggest things was going into November. We wanted to make sure that we were playing our best ball. They always say the games you remember are in November, so it's championship football. You need to do whatever it takes to make sure you're playing at your best in November in order to have things go your way towards the end of the season.
And we can take one final question from the media at this time.
Our final question is from Tim May with Letterman Row.
Thank you very much. Hey, Jonathan, were you aware from your spot on the field how many the games that Ohio State was playing with Chase Young up front, moving him up and down the line? What was just your reaction to what Ohio State was doing that day?
Really, like you said, Chase is a great player. One of the biggest things, when you got an excellent edge rusher like that, they're able to bring them off their heads. They also drop them in coverage sometimes. So he's one of those players where you got to make sure you're playing with great technique because he can beat you on any single play. You got to make sure no matter what, you're locked in 100% focused and your technique is spot on.
Yeah, and one other quick here. Is it natural for running backs to sort of be fans of each other if you follow my drift? Y'all have a tough row to hoe, so to speak. You know what I mean? I mean, the hits y'all take, et cetera. Are you a fan of J.K. Dobbins, or do you like watching him play, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of backs that I watch in the Big Ten, but not only the Big Ten, in a lot of conferences. But there definitely is something that, you know, running backs do, you know, just because of the tough sledding that we have, you know, the kind of beat down that we take throughout our careers. But definitely enjoy the way that he finishes his runs. I don't think he gets enough credit about how physical he finishes his runs. A lot of people don't speak about that.
Jonathan, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this weekend.
Thank you very much.
And next up on our teleconference will be Wisconsin junior center Tyler Biotish. Biotish has been key to a rushing attack that ranks second in the Big Ten and number 15 nationally, averaging 243.9 yards per game. Tyler, thanks for joining us. If you could, give us some quick opening comments on Saturday's matchup, and then we'll open the call for media questions.
I'm just very thankful and blessed for the opportunity to compete for the Big Ten championship. You know, we've worked a long way to get to this point, and we're really excited for the opportunity coming up.
Thanks, Tyler. Let's take some questions from the media at this time.
Our first question comes from Nathan Baird with Cleveland.com.
Tyler, just looking back at the first game, and you faced them before too, what makes Ohio State's defensive front more difficult to sustain a ground game against than the other teams you played?
I would say they're very consistent with whatever scheme they're doing. They're very consistent with their movements, and you know, they're good players too. You know, credit to them. They do have good players on defense, and they're a very consistent team all around, and that's what you got to compete against. And you know, it holds you to a great standard as well to compete on that level and to get your job done as well. So,
thanks a lot.
Our next question is from Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Tyler, that was kind of my question, but I just wanted you you can elaborate on what makes Ohio State, especially the interior of their defensive line, so difficult to block.
I would say they do a good job of trying to make teams one-dimensional. I think they're very well at situational football. They do a great job of scheming their opponents, and you know, they're good up front. I mean, they got good guys, and they're very consistent. Like I said, it's a broad answer, but it's true.
All right, thank you.
And again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question at this time. Your next question is from Dan Hope with 11 Warriors.
I didn't have the kind of success you wanted to have on offense the first time around against Ohio State. What do you think went wrong for you guys in that game, and what do you need to do better to have a chance to score more this week?
I think offensively we could have done a better job of getting both the run and pass game going. I know it was a little bit of weather conditions, but I think no excuse. We need to do a better job of taking control of the line of scrimmage and being in better control of what we can control. And I think, you know, penalties don't help us. You know, obviously hits on the QB didn't help us. So I think it's just, you know, being in control of our technique and our assignments and being sound up front, we'll do a better job there.
You mentioned the weather. Is the preparation any different this week when you know you're going to be playing indoors versus the first game when you knew you might be playing in bad weather?
Yeah, definitely. I think you have a good sense of how it's going to feel. And we do have an indoor McLean Center here in Wisconsin, so we will be practicing indoor. And it's nice because you'll know the atmosphere, and it's not going to change for weather condition-wise. And it does factor in.
Thanks, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And our final question comes from Colton Bartholomew with Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Tyler. You're one of the few guys on your team that were, you know, a key player on the 2017 team that played in the Big Ten Championship as well. What are you telling, you know, some of the guys that might not have had that experience about what it's like to play in Lucas Oil Stadium and in that environment for the Big Ten Championship?
It's good to take a a good deep breath and look at that moment and just, you know, you're there and you earned it there. So and you don't have to change anything how you prep. You stay consistent in who you are. And at the end of the day, you're playing football and you're playing it for a championship. And, you know, I just tell my guys just to be you and don't change you. Just be the best you. So.
Thanks.
Yep.
And again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question at this time.
Tyler, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
And next on the teleconference will be Wisconsin senior linebacker Chris Orr. Orr leads the Badgers in total tackles with 40 solo tackles, 31 in 2019. He also has 11 and a half sacks for 83 yards. Chris, are you on the line with us now? As a reminder, Saturday's championship game between Ohio State and Wisconsin will be televised live on Fox Sports beginning at 8:17 p.m. Eastern Time from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Chris, are you on the line with us now?
Yes, I am. Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks for joining us today. If you could, please give us some quick opening comments on Saturday's game with Ohio State, and we'll open up the call for some media questions.
Oh, that's going to be a fun game, man. It's a big-time game. You know, there's nothing like playing in the Big Ten Championship, especially against a great opponent like Ohio State.
Appreciate it, Chris. Let's open up the call for media questions at this time.
And as a reminder, that is star one if you would like to ask a question at this time. And your first question comes in the line of Nathan Baird with Cleveland.com.
Chris, just what impressed you the most about Ohio State's offensive line the first time you played them?
For me, I think it's how well they work together. They seem to be, you know, on one accord, you know, passing stuff off and working their combo blocks, excuse me, and getting up to the second level. You know, they did a good job of they worked really well together, to be honest.
Thanks.
Our next question is from Dan Hope with 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Chris, when you look back on the first game, Ohio State scored more points than anyone else has against you guys this year. Just what did they do well against you, and what are the things that you think you guys need to do better in order to do a better job limiting them this week?
They did a good job of, you know, getting us an empty and kind of taking advantage of that. And as well, they also came up with pretty much a new play that we haven't seen all year, you know, that was specifically designed for us and our defensive front. You know, and they actually helped us out a lot because we saw it, you know, against other opponents. But, yeah, I think they just had a really good scheme for us, to be honest.
What's it like preparing to play them again, knowing some of the things they did well against you the first time, but also that they could do different things this time?
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. You know, you have a idea of what they might want to come out and do, and then you know how you would like to play those things, and then kind of trying to play almost a guessing game or – you try to infer on what they'll do off of your adjustments to those calls or, you know, them implementing some stuff that they can put in their playbooks that might have hurt us after them. So it's a combination of studying, you know, what they did, what other people might have done to hurt us, and also us studying what other defenses might have done to slow them down.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Your next question is from Tim May with Letterman Row.
Thank you very much. Hey, Chris, what was that play Ohio State put in for you guys?
It was called a backdoor read 4-I.
And how many times did you see it after that, the last several games?
We saw it a lot against Nebraska. And then people try to do, like, their own variations of it.
Yeah. Gotcha. Hey, and have you, as a player, have you ever played another team twice in the same season? And – number two, is there a sense that this is a second shot? I mean, you know, a second chance to even the score. I mean, what is that sense you kind of have going into this about getting to play a team for a second time in the same season?
Yeah, I've never played somebody for a second time in the same season, so you know, it's pretty unique to me as well. But, yeah, there's definitely a little added motivation. You know, You definitely didn't forget that they beat you earlier in the year. Definitely didn't think about it for the rest of the season, but it kind of resurfaced now, you know, being that you're going to play them again. So there's definitely a little bit of added motivation to it, but it doesn't compare to the motivation to win a Big Ten championship.
I got you. All right. Hey, one other quickie. Ohio State's offense, is it about as wide-ranging and whatever you want, prolific as you've seen from your vantage point? I mean, the way they can hit you with deep balls, spread the field, power run game. How would you rank it in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely put them up there. They pretty much could do everything. They pretty much do everything really well. You know, they have, you know, good players in the right positions, and, you know, they scheme it up to get them the ball in space and let them do what they do. So it's going to come down to all 11 of us, you know, handling our business.
Gotcha. Thanks, man.
No problem.
And again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question at this time. Your next question is from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Chris, you, except for Penn State, you've played the best teams in the Big Ten. How much better is Ohio State than the other teams you played?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would definitely say they're a cut above, you know, for sure. And, I mean, they've shown that, you know, they're really good in all three phases of the game, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. So I think that pushed them with an advantage over the other teams. But there's definitely some other really good teams in the Big Ten. But, yeah, I will put them as a cut above.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your final question is from Colton Bartholomew with Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Chris. How is the amount you've been blitzing and rushing the passer this season changed how you prepare for games or changed the work that you do during the week getting ready for a game?
Oh, damn, that's a good question. It's definitely changed, you know, my preparation. You know, I spend a little more time, you know, studying the guards and the centers and how they are in pass pro, you know, even how the running backs are in pass pro, what moves work well against them. You know, is it speed, is it power? Is it in-and-out move or whatever the case is? And then I also spend time, you know, viewing how the offensive line works together. You know, do they pass off stuff, you know, easily? Are they fluent in their movements? You know, how can I find the quickest path to the quarterback? So it's definitely changed up my preparation a lot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question at this time.
Chris, appreciate the time this morning. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.